We begin our chapel this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I have here a small bowl. It's a nice bowl, not particularly striking or fancy. I use it to collect spare change at home. It was actually made right here on this campus, probably about roughly 30 or 35 years ago. It was made in high school art class, taught by now long-retired professor Paul Cuck. Yes, the same Prof. Cuck who occasionally still delivers chapel addresses here today. Whenever I hear the verse of our text I'm about to read, I often think of my senior year of high school and that art class. One of the projects that was always part of that class was pottery. I recall sitting in front of that lump of clay, looking at it, then up at some of the items that Prof. Cuck had made that were displayed around the room, thinking, how am I ever going to turn this gob of clay into something as beautiful as that? Sure enough, however, I was able to create a few items that surprised me. A small plate, a cup, a bowl, similar to this one. This was actually made by my sister, much better looking than the bowl I made. They were nowhere near the quality of some of the displayed items in Prof. Cuck's art room, but I was proud of them nonetheless. That ugly lump of clay had turned into something, if not beautiful, then at least useful. In the text for our consideration this morning, we hear about clay. Our text comes from Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. If any of you have seen a skilled potter forming a delicate vessel out of a lump of clay on a potter's wheel, you know how the imagery that Isaiah uses in our text to describe us is a very appropriate one. Before the potter sits a lump of clay, but as the potter turns the wheel and his hands begin to skillfully work that clay, a beautiful object begins to form. Seemingly magically from that formless lump. This imagery is effective in that before the Lord gets a hold of us, we are nothing but lifeless clay, purposeless and useless, without any beauty or worth on our own. In the verses preceding this one, Isaiah describes how we have all become like one who was unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. Even though we are nothing, and everything we do from our own sinful nature is polluted with sin, our Father, the potter, has taken us and made us into something that we could never be on our own. He has made us a beautiful new creation through the sacrifice of his Son, Jesus Christ. Going back to the very beginning, the Creator formed the first man from the dust and clay of the earth, taking great care as he breathed the breath of life into the man. He also formed the first woman out of the body of the man, in effect from that same lifeless clay. However, both were made in his image with a perfect knowledge of him. Every human being descended from them was also created by him. As the psalmist says, "For you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb." However, his forming and shaping us extends beyond the physical. You see, since Adam and Eve's sin, we all not only descend from that same clay, flesh and blood, but we also inherit that same sin. So our Father planned for a way to remake us by sending his Son into the world to be flesh and blood along with us and to take our place to suffer the wrath of his Father on the cross. His body became breathless clay in the tomb, only to be brought to life again through his glorious resurrection. Now, because of that sacrificial death and resurrection, we are remade and reformed into his new creation. The potter resurrects our breathless clay of spiritual death into a new creation, one that has a new purpose. And what is that purpose? What is God working and fashioning that clay into? Paul tells us in Ephesians, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." What a beautiful picture. God is taking us, originally spiritually dead, lifeless lumps of clay, and is fashioning us and forming us into his great workmanship. Imagine that skilled potter bending over his potting wheel, skillfully adjusting his fingers and hands just so to form the clay in the exact pattern that he designs. God has such a plan and a purpose for each one of you, and he is working on you each and every day of your life. How does God form us and work on us? He uses his holy, trustworthy, faithful, and sure word. Through the gospel at our baptisms, the Holy Spirit made us new by the washing of regeneration. Through his word, which we receive weekly in our worship services, regularly here on the campus of Emmanuel each day, and privately in our own devotions and Bible readings, he continues to strengthen our faith. Through that word, he sanctifies us, producing in us the fruits of faith. We are all his workmanship, and he, the potter, is fashioning us for his purpose. But do we always recognize this? Do we realize that we are God's creation and workmanship? Do we acknowledge him and follow his direction? Do we even at times want to take credit for a good standing with God? Sadly, I have to confess that I too, all too often, try to take credit for my own accomplishments. Look what I did. That was all my doing. I have to make sure I get credit for that. I think we all would have to confess that as well, but that is backwards thinking. That would be like the clay taking credit for the potter's work. As Isaiah spoke of earlier in his book, in chapter 29, "You turn things upside down. Shall the potter be regarded as the clay, that the thing made should say of its maker, 'He did not make me,' or the thing formed say of him who formed it, 'He has no understanding'?" That would be like this bowl taking credit for making itself. All of us are guilty of this thinking. However, God graciously provides us with his word. That word reminds us that it is he who created us, daily provides for us, has sent his Son to redeem and forgive us, and continues to bless us with the Holy Spirit to sanctify us and equip us for his work in his kingdom. Thinking back to my high school art class, somehow some of my pottery creations turned out. It's a good thing that we aren't the potter in charge of our own lives and salvation. If we were, our lives, and more importantly, our eternal life, would be just like clay rejects, cast down on the floor of the world like so many of the creations of men. However, we know that we are but the clay vessels. The real work is done by the Almighty Lord. Just as this bowl was made to hold something, we are created to carry the wonderful gospel message to the world. May we, clay pots that we are, humbly accept the calling the Lord has given us to serve him as his created vessels, spreading the gospel and strengthening our fellow believers wherever we go. Amen. We'll close our chapel this morning with hymn 417, verses 1 and 2. 417, 1 and 2.